This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm Emma-Jane Purcell from the Fail Harder Podcast, and I'm standing in for Amy this week. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at the Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread the positivity even further, then support the Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. Seychelles protects the homes of endangered turtles. Seychelles, an archipelago in the Indian Ocean, famous for its turquoise waters, giant tortoises and wondrous birds, has extended protection to 400,000 square kilometres of its seas, creating a protected area twice the size of Great Britain. The hope is that this expansion will safeguard the homes and nesting sites of endangered turtles, preserve coral reefs and allow the country to invest in making their fishing sector more sustainable. This move fulfills the country's long-standing pledge to safeguard 30% of its marine waters. The island's marine biodiversity is currently threatened by overfishing, pollution, offshore oil drilling and rising sea temperatures. The benefits of this project can already be seen as endangered shark species that were once hunted or overfished are now thriving in these protected waters. South Africa to ban lion breeding in captivity. South Africa has announced plans that will ban breeding lions in captivity for hunting, cub petting and the commercial lion bone trade. This announcement was praised by wildlife groups as these lions are kept in unhealthy and unethical conditions. Wildlife groups want to see this iconic species left to live in the wild or in recognised conservation parks. And they believe the captive lion business has disregarded animal welfare for profit. There are currently between 8,000 and 12,000 lions in captivity in South Africa, while there are only 3,500 lions living in the wild. Dr. Neil de Cruz, head of wildlife research at World Animal Protection, has praised this decision and believes this law is a positive step away from viewing animals as commodities and how we can profit from them. Let's hope that other countries follow this inspiring example. A fish doorbell has been given to Dutch canal fish. The Weerslaus is a lock gate in the Dutch city of Utrecht, a device which raises and lowers boats to traverse different water levels. These locks often obstruct the passage of fish, who migrate between warmer, deeper waters in winter and shallower waters in summer. Introducing the fish doorbell. Utrecht residents keep an eye on the lock gate through a live stream. As the fish begin to pile up at the gate, watchers can press a digital doorbell, signalling to the local keeper to let them pass. Local urban ecologists say that this doorbell is beneficial to the Utrecht residents as it gives them the opportunity to learn more about life within their canals. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Vitalik Buterin. Buterin is the co-creator of the crypto network Ethereum. Last week, he donated over $1 billion to the COVID Crypto Relief Fund, a fund helping combat the spread of COVID-19 in India. The donation came in the form of Shiba Inu cryptocurrency. Once these funds are converted, the money will be used to send oxygen cylinders and medical supplies to Indian hospitals and the rest donated to non-profit organisations. What a generous donation! This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material from this show and also every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of Hedge Radio Podcast, the newest addition to our network.
So we have to wear hard hats.
Have a listen to this.
Just to carry my name and address on my shield.
You're not getting an answer to that.
Have a listen to this. The Hedge Radio Podcast looks at the humble scene in the backward place where no one important ever looks. To steal from Patrick Kavanagh.
Taking inspiration from the hedge schools of old, the Hedge Radio Podcast brings you stories that you won't hear anywhere else.
You need imagination for everything.
Have a listen to this. It's someone's reaction to reading a book.
Having trouble sleeping at night? That could be due to some late night internet scrolling. Studies show that spending too long scrolling through social media or reading news stories late at night can negatively affect your mood and sleep habits. This is due to the blue light emitted by your phone. Blue light reduces the production of melatonin, the hormone that controls your sleep cycle, which makes it harder to fall asleep. The National Sleep Foundation recommends that you should switch off all electronic devices with screens at least 30 minutes before bed. So instead of scrolling, why not grab a book to read or listen to some music or a podcast and wind down slowly, free from the glare of a screen? You might just be amazed at how much better you'll feel the next day. We love hearing your positive news too. And here's what's making you smile this week.
Sometimes when my head gets a little bit clouded, I look at my little boy, he's 2 years old, and he's smiling at me. And everything is okay with the world. As long as he's smiling, then I'm okay.
I love mythology. It brightens my life up so many ways.
Watching my daughter wake up every morning after a suicide attempt last year.
So many things make me happy in life. One of the most obvious that comes to mind is sharing very good moments with my friends, my very best friends. Whenever I see them happy and laugh, I am happy. And spending time with yourself and making yourself laugh, making yourself happy, that is the most important thing.
As a uni student, it's my flatmates. I'm so, so grateful to be living with such great people. They make me really happy, and they make me feel like I'm not alone in this time where everything feels so isolated.
Running on an autumn morning makes me happy.
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcast.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcasts.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.